disputes going on in the opposition. Some say we must cooperate with the Muslim Brothers, others say no. Some say we must seek external intervention, others say no. Some say we need a dialogue. I believe dialogue is the only way out of this. And indeed, the Russians have suggested to both sides to come to Moscow and start a dialogue. But the opposition says, no, we can't dialogue with Bashar al-Assad. He must be toppled first. Well, that's a dangerous position to adopt. Now, Saudi Arabia is the Arab world's heavyweight. It is the great financial powerhouse. Now, it doesn't particularly like Iran. It thinks, sees Iran as a regional competitor. It's frightened of Shia power, the fact that Shias have come to power in Iraq as well. And so it would rather like to contain Iran. However, there are some Saudis, some senior Saudis, who understand that Saudi Arabia and Iran are really partners. They share a responsibility for the security of the Gulf region, and they should start a security dialogue. That's what they need to do, rather than being dragged in to this quarrel between the United States and Israel on the one hand, and Russia and China on the other.